Now, when we get an ache or a pain, we usually reach for, I guess, the nearest packet of painkillers, a Panadol, something close by, but they are not the only answer. And to seek out some alternatives, we have enlisted the help of Dr. Joe Kosterich, who joins us now. Hello, Dr. Joe.
Hello, Ed.
Lots of confusion in the marketplace at the moment with the Feb 1 deadline having passed now and codeine being pulled off the shelves. You need a script, before you seek any pain medications. What's this result been like for you through your patients? What have you seen so far?
Yeah, look, probably over the first week, I don't think GPs have been inundated yet. I think I've seen about two or three people over the last few days.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons for that. Number one, there is a view that people have been stockpiling and building up the supplies, and I think that probably is the case. And the other is there's a lot of people who will, I think this has been well publicised, but I suspect there'll be a lot of people who won't really find out until they go to the chemist when they've used up their last tablet in the pack. And that might be over the next few weeks, it might be in a couple of months, who then suddenly find that they can't buy it. And I mean, this has been one of the whole arguments, that there is a small percentage of people who do misuse these tablets, and that certainly is the case. But there's a lot of people who use them quite responsibly and occasionally, and you know, they won't find out until their pack of 20, which possibly lasts them 6 months, has run out.
The trouble is with the codeines, they have some of the addictive qualities that I guess the authorities have been worried about, right?
Look, that is the concern. And it's like the over-the-counter strength, for example, you can buy tablets which have got 8 milligrams of codeine or 12.5 milligrams of codeine. Prescription codeine tablets have had 30 milligrams.
Right.
So you can imagine that by the time you've taken three or four of the over-the-counter ones, you've got as much as a prescription one. So you have to take more tablets, but you can still get the you know, the same effect. And codeine is an analog of morphine. The way it works in the body is the body converts it into something almost identical to morphine, and that's why it has its pain effect.
Okay.
So all the opiates are all related to morphine and heroin. Some are more addictive than others. Some have shorter durations of action than others, but they're all in the same class. That's why they all sort of have, I suppose, a painkilling effect.
Yeah, so they've taken this action. As a result of, they think that these sort of painkillers have in the past been too easily prescribed?
Well, there's major problems, particularly in the United States, not as much in this country. We might have seen in the news-wise out of the United States about the opioid crisis over there and the number of deaths from overdoses from prescription medications. Here, and that runs into the tens of thousands in the United States. In Australia, it's estimated we have about 700 or so, which is still a significant number, deaths from prescription painkillers each year, and a significant number of those are related to painkillers. Now, that includes the codeine, and there's some suggestions that there could be 50 to 100 per year, and obviously the prescription ones as well.
Okay, so it's kind of normal within our population to reach straight for a kind of painkiller when we get a headache. What are some other options?
Yeah, look, this is very interesting, and it tweaked my interest last week to read an essay on the New York Times written by a woman who'd moved to Germany with her husband and underwent surgery in Germany. Now, our approach is probably fairly similar to the American one, in that if you go to hospital, it's sort of deemed that you're going to be given all these painkillers, and when you go home, you'll be given a lot more painkillers. And I have personal experience of this. My son was sent home with three boxes of painkillers after a fairly minor procedure, and I was, to be honest, horrified. And this particular lady who wrote the article said she asked the anaesthetist and surgeon before, you know, what was I going to be sent home with? And the gynaecologist said that she would be sent home pretty much with nothing. And this lady was quite horrified by it. And I'll read you what, and I'll quote this from what the anaesthetist told this lady. Pain is a part of life. We cannot eliminate it. We don't want to. The pain will guide you. You will know when to rest more. You will know when you are healing. If I give you, and this particular painkiller would have had codeine in it, you'll no longer feel the pain, yes, but you will no longer know what your body is telling you. You might overexert yourself because you're no longer getting the signal. You need rest. And he also said you could take ibuprofen, but be careful because it can affect the kidneys. Oh. Here, the view is that we need to numb the pain so we can get on and do things. And we see sometimes with advertisements for some of the cold and flu tablets, and some of those are off the market as well because they have code. And it's like, well, if you're not feeling well, rather than rest up, just try and sort of numb the symptoms and keep going. Whereas, you know, maybe the pain is, and it's not to say it's pleasant, but it is possibly telling the body that we do need to rest. And when we ignore that, we feel more pain. And maybe if we did listen to the body a little bit more, our need for painkillers would reduce. Now, immediately, that is not to say that people don't need painkillers. I really want to make that point very clear.
Yeah.
But, you know, some degrees of discomfort, perhaps, if we have a headache, maybe we should lie down and have some water. Maybe we should go to a dark place rather than taking, painkillers and then going out and partying, as some advertisements actually suggest. If we do have a cold, and I know we're all busy at work, but maybe we do need to rest up, let our immune system do what it needs to do, and then we'll actually get back to work and be better rather than go in and A, not feel well, and B, pass it on. But there are a lot of other ways we can deal with pain, for musculoskeletal pain, hot packs or heat packs. We know that in arthritic pain, physical therapies and regular exercise is very good for that sort of pain. We know that mindfulness can be very helpful for pain. There's a whole, and for some people there are psychological issues, so they can be addressed. So there's no one size fits all, which immediately says that when we say the answer is always going to be in a tablet, we're taking a one-size-fits-all approach.
All right, give us something that's not in the opiates family. What about this wonder herb, turmeric? We know it's many advantages with anti-inflammatory, possibilities as well. Does it help with pain?
Yeah, look, for a lot of people, variably turmeric, glucosamine, and fish oils, people find quite helpful for, arthritic type pain. Now, it's not an immediate fix. You don't take a tablet like you take a painkiller and it gets better, but taken over time, it does seem to, for some people, to reduce the symptoms. Ginger has also got its supporters for tummy upsets. So people got nausea or stomach cramps, then ginger or peppermint tea has been found to be helpful for some people. So certainly these are things that we can look to try first.
You're a progressive thinker, Dr. Joe. What about acupuncture?
Look, acupuncture, again, has its supporters. There are some trials out there, and I know there's not some of the trials that some of the sort of academics like, but, one point something billion Chinese can't all be wrong. And I know it's a bit of a trite throwaway line, but it's one of these things. And look, I've had what they call dry needling, which is a form of acupuncture myself, when I had a sprained Achilles tendon. It certainly worked for me. Does that mean it'll work for everybody? Not necessarily. But what a lot of the physiotherapists do a modified form of acupuncture called dry needling these days, and that seems to be very beneficial. And,
a needle in the Achilles, mate. Oh, my goodness. A needle in the Achilles.
And in the calf as well. But I tell you what, though, Ed, I got back to running within a couple of weeks. So I was, pretty happy.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, maybe it's not such a bad thing if we don't reach straight for the harder options in the codeine family and explore some other possibilities, some more natural ones, some tried and tested ones with thousands of years of history behind them, or some of these wonder herbs like turmeric, willow bark, I guess, is an option as well, and ginger, as you mentioned.
Yeah, look, there are certainly things to explore. And the first thing to say is the body telling me something? And might the body be telling me that I need to rest? And, how often, if we have particularly a headache, which is the common reason for people to take painkillers, maybe it's because we haven't quite drunk enough water, maybe because we are stressed, maybe it's because we need to rest up. So the body's sending us a signal rather than just numbing the signal. And I do want to again emphasise that I'm not saying we can't or shouldn't do it. Maybe first point is to say, am I being sent a message, and what is that message?
Yes, the pain will guide you, Obi-Wan. The pain will guide you. If you want to find out more, your website is drjoe.net.au. Always appreciate a quick catch-up on a Tuesday afternoon. Nice to speak to you, Doc.
It's a pleasure, Ed.
From high net worth investors to mum and dad traders, everyone would rather pay less fees. Self Wealth is Australia's only fixed fee brokerage solution, saving you up to 70% on brokerage fees. Pay just $9.50 per trade, regardless of trade size, and count your earnings, not your costs. Self Wealth has been awarded cheapest online broker by Money Magazine. Compare brokerage fees now and sign up for free. Visit selfwealth.com.au and click Online Trading.